Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Wow, the 4th of July is already just around the corner. Come to the locally owned Appliance Discounters before the holiday to get the lowest price on name brands like GE. Not only will you get the lowest price, right now GE is offering huge rebates on select appliances. Why waste time shopping the holiday weekend this Sunday and Monday when you can get the very lowest price on GE appliances today through Saturday? Enjoy the outdoors with family and friends, and God bless the USA.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
107 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Mike McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Welcome to the Acorns Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour on our Lakeview Resort Captain's Log today. Rick Hummel on the Cardinal win last night, the Hall of Famer at 8:30. And Rex Hudler, the former Cardinal, who is now a Royals TV analyst. Doug, that's what we have for you. You
one
were
of
wondering
my favorite
what we
Cardinals
have for
of all time.
Is that right?
Yep.
He ate a bug once in a dugout. I'm sure he'll tell us about that. Also ate a worm on our pregame show 9 years ago.
He likes insects.
He's just one of those characters in baseball.
He would run through the outfield wall to try to make a catch. Had no respect at all for his body.
Well, we'll get his take on the Goldberg Cup.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, Tim.
No, you didn't interrupt anything. So Rick Hummel at 8:30, Rex Hudler at 9 o'clock. That's what we have for you on the radio program. We invite you to get involved by calling in the Appliance Discounter phone lines, 314-880-0808. You can text in 314-880-0808. That's how you can get involved on the radio program, along with emailing in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Pair of Bud Bash Cardinal tickets for Tuesday, July 5th. This includes a mini bobblehead of Tony La Russa. You'll have a chance to win access to the VIP Bash. The VIP event includes a Tony La Russa autograph session, which starts 2 hours before game time. That is our prize, a great prize, for the email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Doug, that's what we have for you today. If you were wondering what we have for you today, that's what we have for you today. Plus, discussion on the win last night. The Cat, you got to stay back in St. Louis for the Cardinal victory as they beat the Royals by a final score of 8-4.
That was an exciting game. Plenty of offense. Matt Carpenter on base four times, home run, double. He's doing just about everything right. Waka wasn't great.
I thought he threw with a nice downward plane.
Nice.
Waka.
Yeah. That's what he does. See, he's a tall guy, and he has a nice downward
plane. Explain this downward plane.
Well, he's a tall guy, and he throws overhand, and so by the time his hand is up in the air, it's maybe 8 feet high, and so he's throwing down to a target that's maybe a foot or a foot and a half off the ground. So that's called a downward plane.
And he is
no other pitcher has it in baseball.
He's the only starter in Major League Baseball above 6'4".
That's right. He's the only one.
How's your slide piece? Nice.
Yeah, it was a nice win.
Now the Cardinals are home, Doug, where they don't play as well as they do on the road.
Well, maybe they'll
why is that, around. Doug? Is it time you get down there and get some answers?
I have no explanation for that at all.
You going to be there today?
Old
guys accountable?
Probably, maybe. I'm not sure. I have to anchor tonight, so I'm not sure I'm going to.
I'll get down there.
Well, I hope to.
We'll rub elbows.
Well, all right. Maybe we'll send somebody else.
Doug, I'm horny this morning. Are you available? Fred from the poor part of the nail.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm here at work, and I would never be available.
We take some long breaks,
part of
though.
The nail.
But other people, you would be.
Well, not Fred.
I would bang you right now.
Okay, Iggy.
Nice. Do you ever date Iggy?
Answer the question.
No.
Just ask.
No. Oh, I knew him. Of course, he worked here. Well,
what do you mean you knew him? Like he's passed?
Well, you know, he's a member. I haven't seen him, and I bet I haven't
but
seen him.
But you still
in
know
months.
Him.
Nice well, lady and her husband come up and ask me to join him in the pool.
Yep. That pool at hedonism.
Yeah. I haven't seen Iggy in about 6 months or
well,
so.
You still know him.
I miss
if
him.
If you
he's
saw him,
character.
You go, hey, Iggy. You go, hey,
oh,
Iggy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
How would you say it?
Hi, Iggy.
Thank you.
Tim, thanks for the My Girl spoiler yesterday, ass. Doug, that's from Chester Copperpot, and I believe what's he's the about? One who left the map for the Goonies. Is that 85?
I don't have any idea, Tim.
My girl was 91? Was it 92?
I don't know. I don't know dates.
What spoiler, Tim, because I don't remember it.
Well, Thomas J. was played by Macaulay Culkin, and unfortunately he was allergic to bees, and he was stung by the bees, and they buzzed, and they stung. And he lost his ring, and he passed on. Anna Chlumsky, or is it Chlumsky? Chlumsky?
Three.
Chlumsky.
Three.
Did I tell you about the bee attack we had in the Vaughn house years ago?
I'd like to hear
And this
it.
Was with Macaulay Culkin. Mm-hmm. He was there.
No, it was a horrible bee attack. We had just moved into this new house, and so there was some landscaping issues. And I was in the front yard, and the rest of the family was in the backyard doing something. I don't know, but we're digging and trying to...
Digging for treasure, Chester Copperpot.
No, we weren't digging for treasure.
You're outdoorsy people.
We're just kind of putting bushes, doing the landscaping. I'm in the front yard, and the rest of the family's in the backyard. And I hear this awful screaming coming from all of them. The three kids are little at this time.
What kind? Give us an audio.
That sort of screaming is what I'm hearing. So I said, what's the screaming? So I wander back there, and they're all running around like madmen, just in all kinds of directions. And I can see bees around them, and they're all being stung. And young Greg Vaughn is maybe a year and a half old, and he's been stung a couple times.
Oh, no.
So I run and pick him up, and I'm going to run to get away from the bees. And at that point, I got stung on the arm.
So you dropped the boy.
So I did drop the boy and ran for my life.
Good for you.
Is that true?
Yeah, it was true at the time. Ah, now they're getting me. Now it's getting serious.
You dropped a 1.5-year-old kid.
I did. Now it's getting serious when they're coming after me. Now it's different. So I said, and I dropped it. And I dropped him on the ground.
It.
I dropped it.
It.
It didn't matter who it was at the time. When they're coming after me, that's all that really matters because the world revolves around my axis. So I dropped him, and I ran a few steps and said, no, I must go back for the boy. No one left behind. So I went, and I went and I got him, and I got the other two or three, and we got inside.
I don't remember how many kids I have.
Yeah, there was a bunch because it was a chaotic scene at the time. And everyone had been stung.
How many times? So you got stung
twice. Greg Vaughn got it on the ear.
And no.
His ear blew up about twice the normal size and was flapping in the breeze. Like it was like a year and a half old kid. And so then we had the bee guy come out. And it turns out that underneath this cantilever in our house, we're blessed to have a cantilever.
What is a cantilever?
That's like a 1 or 2 foot overhang from the foundation, like a bay window type of thing.
Beautiful.
That's old money.
And underneath there, the grass had died. And the bees had been able to build a huge bee colony, bee nest.
Beehive.
Thank you.
Beehive.
Enormous beehive. And so one day these two guys came from the
Bee Academy.
The Bee Academy. They came from the Bee Academy.
That's correct.
And they came looking for these bees, and they pulled back the dead grass, and then the bees all came out after them, and the two guys went running for them. They ran around the back of the house.
They had suits into on.
They did not have suits on yet. They ran, like this, arms up in the air. They were getting stung. They went back into the truck and put on suits and then came back and pulled back the grass again, and they pulled out a beehive, and they estimated there were 10,000 bees in there right next to our house.
What did they do with the honey? Because there's a lot of honey in there.
I bet there was a lot of honey in there.
There was any honey involved.
Can you imagine Doug slathered in honey? I don't know if the Texters can imagine that.
There was no honey involved in this story.
That's how you do
angry,
it.
Angry bees.
It was in my story.
And so they said they killed like 10,000 of them.
Doug.
They're actually hornets that look like bees.
May I?
They were hornets?
I think they were hornets.
Ah! It's been my experience that proper representatives of any esteemed bee academy would come in suits and also steam or a smoke wand because this calms the bees or hornets, and then you're able to transport them without interaction of bugs.
I don't think they had any idea what they were up against. They just got out to take a little look-see. And when they uncovered what they had found, they were stunned that they had uncovered that big of a beehive. And that's when they went running.
And then later,
put on the suits and came back again and said, stay in the house, and then they started their
And then later, you guys took the bounty of honey and drizzled it on each other.
There was no honey involved.
But honeycomb.
There was no honeycomb. That has nothing to do with the story. The story was about us being stung. Me in particular being stung by the bee.
And who did you drop?
I dropped Greg Vaughn.
Because he pissed about it.
I think he was too young at the time to remember it, but if he had seen it now, if he could go back and see a movie, he'd be very upset by it.
Did your wife see you drop the 1.5-year-old?
She was probably running for her life.
Yeah, we were all running for our lives.
What about John Vaughn?
And of course, my life is the most important one.
I agree.
And so as soon as I got stung, it was a game changer.
That's a harnet. Now, a harnet will really get you.
Oh, yeah, they did get
I think if you're ranking, your power ranking of stings, I think hornet's number one.
Well, it's
wasp
like
is number two, like bumblebee three, and honeybee four. Power rankings of stings.
What purpose do we get really from
do you
a
remember
wasp?
We
so you'd like to eliminate them.
Yes, what good does a wasp do?
Well, you don't
know. It's usually a president.
It's part of the ecosystem. We used to have a drop that we used to play where you guys were traveling somewhere, so you called a show, and there was something about stinging like a bee. It's not bears, it's sting like a bee. Do you remember that on one of the talk shows?
Out cue.
We had that. Thank you. I don't know what that means.
But. What was that, out cue?
You guys called into out cue when you were going to Chicago.
That's what it
with
was.
With producer Joe.
Right, and then so the guy was talking about sting like a bee or something.
Oh, that's right.
That'd be a good drop right now.
Yes,
if we still, if we had the infrastructure.
Well, we'll have, fortunately, in maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months, we'll be able to control our own drops.
Can't find
and
it.
Our own fans.
Can't find it just yet, Tim, but don't forget about the cicada killer. It's a very underrated
sting.
What? It's like a locust killer. We had them in Canton a lot in our front yard. And
the
our
locust
trees.
Killer?
The and cicadas. They come out a couple months of the year when, you know, the cicadas and locusts shed their whatever
shrubs.
Shell. Shrubs
those
as well.
Those hideous things with red eyes. It
yeah,
like
and they're huge.
Flies.
And they're not supposed to sting humans, or they're not. I mean, that's not what their go-to, but they do, and they are like 2-3-inch stingers, and it is painful.
And we get them every 7 years or every 10 years?
Yeah.
So, Plowhawk, what's your Mount Rushmore of stinging creatures?
I would have to go hornet, cicada killer, wasp, bumblebee.
Did you just put hornets at the top because Tim said
of
that
course.
They were
well, I think hornets is probably the right play, though. Hornets is the George Washington of stingers in your Mount Rushmore.
Tim, you just took the words out of my mouth, the George Washington of stingers.
Plowhawk. I did see yesterday Buster only retweeted something about Mike, and they were doing Mount Rushmore of coaches, and I'm like, the slow season. the slow season.
I got stung by a wasp in the eye once when I was about 3 years old. I reached into some bushes to get a wiffle ball. This was happening in Wichita, Kansas. Reached into the bushes to get a wiffle ball, and a wasp got me right in the corner of the eyeball. My whole face like the Elephant Man.
I had a similar story. I was doing play-by-play for a football game. I believe it was high school back in the day. Got done. Last sip of me soda.
Mm.
And there was a bee that gone in there. No, it got my lip, and all of a sudden, poof, 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 got huge. And I called my doctor, and they said, get some meat tenderizer and rub it in where the sting is. It'll go right down.
Did it?
So I had to go to the store, so I tucked this giant giant lip. Sort of was I was like a Cosby kid. Hey, Bamba.
Oh.
And I tucked that lip in there, and I got meat tenderizer, and I was like, this doesn't make sense. And I put it in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Sometimes people leave a soda out, and a bee or something will get into the soda because they, you know, they're going for the sugar or something. And then you drink the soda and you swallow a bee.
If you had if you had discovered a bounty of honey, let's get back
to
that.
There was really no honey involved.
Who would you have drizzled it on?
John Vaughn, I guess.
No one had. We're not thinking of that. We're trying to save lives. There were enough bees or hornets, whatever, to kill us.
I'm trying to perform a service for the listener.
Mount Rushmore of stinging creatures, though. Do you feel like we're ignoring sea creatures? Well, I feel like we might be.
I guess if you get hit by bit by a spider, that doesn't count as a sting.
No, that's why it's called a bite.
What got Steve Irwin? That was a stinger.
Flying shrub?
Scorpion. Sting or bite?
I thought he was impaled by Lexington Steel underwater.
He was impaled by one of those creatures that those things
that
were
was
stingers.
A stingray.
Yeah, but that's a stinger.
Yeah. So,
there's
a stingray. What about the eel?
Oh, yeah, that's the creepiest thing. No, I think that's a bite.
I mean, that's essentially
that's a
swimming snake, boy.
If electric eel. I think that's still
but what
a bite.
About the stingray? They have a thing on the back.
Okay,
that's a
we'll
stinger.
Grant you that. It's a stinger.
And that killed Steve Irwin, so
yes.
That's got to go to the top of the Mount
what about
Rushmore.
The scorpion,
thing.
Boy.
Scorpion, that's got to be in your Mount Rushmore. Sure it is.
So what's your Mount Rushmore of stinging creatures?
I guess the stingray, the scorpion.
The electric eel?
No, that's a bite. The wasp and the hornet. I guess there's your top four.
I think the wasp is too high.
I got it in the eyeball.
Plaza, you going to redo your top
five?
Yeah,
you've created some creature, the cicada killer. Is that what it's called?
No, check it out on Google Images. Okay. They're legit scary. What about a swordfish? I know that's not a sting.
Swordfish? Well, no. That's a big fish. Jellyfish, I'll grant you that. That's a sting. A jellyfish?
You're going aqua creature, so I thought I'd throw the swordfish out there.
A swordfish is a big fish with like a sword on his nose. That's not a sting. That's a sawing action. That's
what about
like
a grizzly bear?
Edge.
What about a grizzly bear?
It's that's like a claw or a bite.
So let me ask you this, Plowsy. Since I brought to bear that we lost one of our world treasures, Steve Irwin, who got killed by a stingray because he got it in the chest, does that change your Mount Rushmore? Are you still going to vote whatever Tim says?
Tim writes the check, so he's right.
Oh,
right.
For heaven's sake.
Awful.
I may lop the stingray off my list because it happens so infrequently. I think a lot more people are stung by jellyfish. And so a lot more people suffer at the hands of the evil jellyfish than the stingray.
But the upside is that you then receive a golden shower. So there's kind of a pro and a con to that.
Do you remember, you're kind of, Steve Irwin was a treasure. Do you remember what he used to say? He used to say, crikey. And you're just going to overlook that?
I remember when he held his baby much too close to
Bindi.
An alligator.
There's a name, Bindi.
Bindi Carlisle.
No. He wasn't the father of Belinda Carlisle. His daughter's name was Bindi.
Oh. All right. I just hesitate now. Looking back, I think I had a poor ranking. I just don't think the stingray belongs at the top.
So what's your power ranking now? And a power ranking is different than Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to go the jellyfish. I'm going to go the wasp. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go the hornet, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go the scorpion.
So now you're leaving the stingray off totally.
I'm going to leave it off.
Literally 2 minutes ago was at the top of your list.
I thought about it a little more. First, I was really impressed with the story about Steve Irwin. And then I thought, wait, that's the only time I've ever heard of anybody getting stung by a stingray. So maybe it was a fluky thing.
All right, top five things to do with the honey that they take out of your house.
There was no honey in the house proper. Mm.
I got a power ranking here, boys. You can't forget about the fire ant. Very underrated.
Oh, no, is that a stinging creature?
Most bang for your buck. I don't know. It says here the top 10 stings.
It's a
number
bite.
One
they have little
is
tiny pincers. The pincer sting.
The bullet ant, and the pain rating is a 4.0. I'm not for sure what the scale is.
Sting or a bite?
It says 10 most painful stings. The bullet ant, Doug.
I don't even like the name of that. So he's stinging you with something coming out of the thorax or something coming out of the tail section?
Looks like tail section, possibly.
So he actually has a little stinger.
Looks like a little stinger.
What if you get like a bunch of those in your undercarriage? Ow. Yeah. All right, they're at the top of the list. Then Steve Irwin's killer. Then
a stingray.
Wasp. Then a wasp.
Yeah, don't underestimate the scorpion. If you lived in Phoenix, you wouldn't.
Do those pop up in your house?
I think they probably do.
Ah!
Sometimes they get in the shoes. You know, people put on a shoe and there'll be a scorpion down there at the bottom of the shoe.
Ah!
That happens more than people get killed by stingrays, you think?
Probably. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
Good information, Doug. Thank you.
Well, that's what we do here.
Doug, if you get stung by a jellyfish, can I pee on your leg? Thanks. No. That's from Fan of Frank.
Fan of Frank, you've been suspended for the comment. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Llewellyn's Handsome Leather-Bound Suspension log. You'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time.
Hey, Doug, you down for a little lighthearted scat play? Thanks. Lefty Jacksmere.
Lefty Jacksmere, you've been suspended. You've been suspended.
It's lighthearted.
A
it's different.
Two days time. Your name is going into the Llewellyn's suspension log. You'll serve a suspension, as I said, of 2 days' time.
How about
thanks,
this?
Llewellyn's.
How about this one day because it was lighthearted?
Yeah, if it's lighthearted, I think you have to.
Lighthearted. The phrase lighthearted doesn't change anything. It was
does Doug know what scat play is?
That's Stephen Wildwood, who is in the studio today, forcing his way into the show.
Stephen Wildwood, you've been suspended.
Good. That forces him out of the show.
In 2 days' time, your name is going into the Llewellyn's Handsome Leather-Bound Suspension Log Yule. You know what the special of the day is today at Llewellyn's?
What do you got?
Well, I'll tell you. It's called the Prosperity Pan-Seared Pork Tenderloin, baked to a bubbling perfection and served with pub fries.
Oh, I like a bubbling perfection. Yeah. I like that phrase. That's
would.
Nicely done.
I like well the done. Pub fries.
Boy, they do have good fries there. Great burger at Llewellyn's.
Sure
ooh,
they do.
Ooh, ooh. Rick Hummel, 8:30. Rex Hudler, 9 o'clock. Your email's 9:45 the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Huge prize. Pair of Bud Bash tickets for the game on Tuesday, July 5th, a week from yesterday. And includes a bobblehead of Tony La Russa. You also have a chance to win access to the VIP Bash. The VIP event starts at 2 hours before the game and includes a Tony La Russa autograph session. That's our prize for the email of the day. Doug, Vegas has scorpions like the Dickens.
Yeah.
It's the small ones you have to watch out for.
Right. You don't see
how big is the average scorpion? What do you have for me?
Oh, the average one, I'd say 4 inches long, maybe.
Okay.
3 or 4 inches long.
But here's the thing, though. You get a pair of cute boots and you just step on them. You crush them.
If you see them, yeah.
Well, how do they get you?
It's the same way with when you get bitten by a black widow spider. Usually, they don't come and get you, but usually, like if you rub against them or something and they feel threatened, that's when they bite you. One of them got my brother-in-law, and I mean, his leg was damaged for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
What,
and
atrophy?
He was on the couch. He just sat down on his own couch, and that's when he got it.
He, like, did he feel it right away? Is it a painful bite right away?
Right away. And I mean, he had a huge mark on his leg for a year. It was nastiness, really nasty.
And in this area, brown recluses, they'll get you. A lot of houses in St. Louis have brown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And they
you
bite
got a,
you.
Immediate confirmation on that.
Well, because that's part of the housing business. They got to know about those things.
Right.
You got to get your house checked for a brown recluse.
I know you do.
And you know what you say? What? Get out of here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
6 centimeters on that average scorpion there, Tim.
Okay, what's that for inches?
Yeah, we need to apply a formula to calculate from centimeters to
inches.
That
seems like smaller than 4 inches.
I'll download an app for that. I can probably check it out.
We don't deal in the metric system. Miles, you know that.
Pull it up. Doug, this is Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie.
Oh, hello, Ronnie.
Yeah, I gave another fake name again since you suspended me. It's Timmy the Tickler.
Oh, no, Doug. Once again, it's Timmy the Tickler.
Okay.
Boy, this guy gets through our security protocols.
I know.
We need a better firewall.
I got a lot to talk about. So, Doug, can you be light on the suspension?
No. If you're vile, you'll be suspended. Those are the rules. Keep it clean.
All right, I'll do my best. First, Tim.
Yep.
You removed me as a friend from Snapchat. What the heck, man?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you were sending me too many damn snaps. It's really annoying.
Oh,
it's not funny.
Like
it's just like bad material. No, you don't. You send like one or two a day.
Well, it was all in good fun.
Yeah, I know, but it was annoying. So that was that.
Was it lighthearted?
It just wasn't good material. It's like somebody constantly like sending you bad jokes. And you're just like, I don't need this.
I don't know what Snapchat is. It's
I don't really either. It's an app to allow me to communicate with the Plowhawk's girlfriend.
Oh.
That's essentially what it
well,
seems
then it shouldn't
to be.
Then it shouldn't be. See, it seems to me the Snapchat was invented that you can do something vile, disgusting, or maybe
right, more, I think you're
and
right.
then it can disappear.
Right.
I've heard tell of some Snapchats where someone sends some, hey, you know, like sort of a little invitation. Here's what I'm offering, and then it disappears.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Here's what I'm offering.
Yeah.
But you can screenshot it like the Dickens if you really want to.
Now
you'd have to know how to screenshot it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's pretty simple to do it.
That doesn't mean we know how to do it.
Right. I agree with that. I'm lost on Snapchat. I'm too old to be on Snapchat. I'm too married to be on Snapchat.
Yeah. What else you got, Tickler?
All right. Number two. Are you guys going to have another golf outing?
Yeah, Jennings is interested in doing that, and he's talking about doing it in October. So hopefully we can do that.
Cool. Third one, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play a game of Would You Rather?
No, thank you.
Oh, go ahead
okay,
and do
cool.
it.
Okay, cool. So if you had to spend a whole weekend with me in a cabin, one bathroom, or Hillary Clinton is your next president of the United States, what would you rather do?
Good question. Well done, Timmy. You brought
it.
You brought it, sir.
And when you say spend a weekend with you, you just mean like hunting and fishing and doing outdoorsy type things?
Whatever I want.
Well, no, not whatever you want. Then I'd have to take Hillary.
Maybe a steam.
And that's hard for me to say. I'd take, yeah. Well, if you're going to do whatever you want, I can imagine what you want to do. So, yeah, I'd take Hillary Clinton.
Oh, gross, Doug. Why are you so vile?
I'm not being vile, Tickler.
Doug is losing his patience.
Whatever I want. What if that just meant, like, you know, going out, playing catch?
Scrambling eggs?
Yeah. Well, if that's what it is, then I'd take the weekend with you. If you want to play catch, that's what I said. I said if you want to do outdoorsy type things, then fine.
I think it's have
but
a catch.
But I think you have
a catch. It is have a catch. You're right.
I think you're vile enough that I know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, I didn't get suspended today, so thanks for not suspending me, Doug.
Okay. Great call, Tickler.
Boy, that was a good
call. All right,
talk
to you guys later.
See you, Tickler.
How would you like to have that popping up in your Snapchat twice a day?
What I like, Doug, is that you guys sort of found common ground. You guys are going to scramble eggs and not have Hillary as president. See?
Yeah,
we can all get along.
Yep.
Get this mother effer off the air. That comes from the 618. 2.1 centimeters in an inch. Hey, there is a guy from Missouri in this Jack Shack in Tampa down the street from work. First Mo guy here all year. That comes from Speedo Bump. Doug, what does that mean?
I don't know. Is that a restaurant, really, a bar?
It's not worth deciphering. Let's move on.
This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Morning, Doug.
Yeah, hello, Matt.
How are you, Doug?
Is this the same guy again?
What?
It sounds like the same guy. It sounds like Timmy the Tickler again.
Oh, it's not the Tickler. It's Caller Matt.
Okay.
Jesus, Doug.
Yeah, Doug, don't you know Caller Matt?
What do you want?
Well, not to say it like that. I feel bad about calling in.
You're fine, baby. You're fine. Just hit the hole.
Yeah, just what do you need, Philip?
All right, Doug, here it is. I got a golf tournament this weekend.
All right.
I got three guys, and I'm short one. Was wondering what you got on the agenda Saturday, if you'd be willing to join.
Oh, well, I appreciate the invitation. It's very nice of you, but I have my own date. A date with a little lady known as journalism.
You're going to choose journalism over me?
I don't necessarily choose it. That's what I have to do. I have this job, and I have to show up there. But I appreciate the invitation.
I got a job, too, I don't always show up for.
What would that be?
It's financial advising.
Oh. Look at this, Doug. It's doctors. It's financial advisors. It's attorneys at law. It's entrepreneurs. Wow. That's our audience. Disposable income.
I don't really have one of those jobs where I can leave early or where I can just not show up, because then there's a big
black hole. Are you implying that
sports.
I leave early?
Well, I would have to in order to play golf. I would have to, I'd have to leave way early.
Well, okay.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. I do, but I have to work. I'm sorry.
How about Steve Savard? Is he available?
I don't know. You'd have to get in touch with him.
Maybe you could help, Doug. You're friends with Seve.
Yeah, you got his direct cell number? I could use that.
Yes, I do have it. I do have that number.
Go ahead and give it up.
Okay. Can you go ahead and get that up?
It's BR549.
Oh, I like that.
BR5. Oh, international. Okay, gotcha.
BR549.
Thanks, Matt.
See you.
Wonderful.
My financial advisor works day and night to always maintain a steady loss of between 1% and 4%. I don't know how they do it, but it's very consistent. Good economy, bad economy. I'm losing 1%
to 4%.
You're
always really,
is that right?
Yeah. Well, if you only lost 1% this week, you're doing pretty good.
What are you getting? You're going to get a hot take on Brexit?
Oh, yeah. Well, it took a massive hit. The stock market went down 1,000 points. Almost. It's starting to come back, though.
What do I got here? It seems like lines are off. Is this Shrewsbury Seminary student here? Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Shrewsy.
Good morning, fellas.
Doug, do you have a problem? The listeners seem like they're asleep.
Higher energy level, if you could, please.
And the plow royal has stirred them from their slumber.
I blame the sea monster.
Okay, anything we can help you with, Shrewsy?
Sea monster gets thrown under the bus.
Sea monster and I are at loggerheads ever since I got him on Ryan Terrio. I apologize many a times, but I don't think he's forgiven me. And he changed my name in the text inbox.
I don't know what's going on.
Ryan Terrio? What the hell's that about?
He was on Dance Fever. He was pretty good.
That was Denny Terrio.
He was pretty good.
That was when
he knows what I'm talking about.
Shrewsbury Seminary, what can I do for you?
Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace. Let's go. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
I've got some advice tips for stingray jellyfish stings for Doug.
Okay.
If you ever get stung by a jellyfish.
Fine. What would that be?
Well, there are four steps, Doug.
Okay, do I have to ask you each step, or are you just going to go? Let's pick up the pace. Let's go.
Step one, you pour Sprite on it.
Sprite.
You get a nice can of Sprite or 7-Up will do. Step two, rub a warm towel. Warm towel. Rub it over the wound.
Okay.
Step three, take a nice shower to kind of clean it out, out the wound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And step four, you stick your diaper in there.
Put him down! Put him down!
That seems like an added step that's unnecessary.
Yeah, step three, we were done.
Shrewsbury Seminary student has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, like the others, gone into the Llewellyn's Pub, Suspension Logules, six locations, Llewellyn's.
T.A. Korn's Golf Link, 7 o'clock. Gower, really fun to interact with our listeners via the phone lines. The appliance discounter phone lines, 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. You can also text in on that very same number and email in as well, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour underway here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you. You've heard Stephen Wildwood just kind of make himself comfortable and interrupt the show a few times. But Steve, you're here because you won a charity bid to be in studio via our friends at Three Little Birds for Life. Am I correct?
You are correct, sir.
Doug, how does that make you feel? Steve paid
nice.
To be here.
That's a very nice gesture on your part to support the charity. Thank you.
So what's it like being here? You got three
hot guys,
stars, right. Who happen to be very hot and a little sweaty.
Very intimidating. I notice whenever somebody says something about Doug in a sexual way, his eyes say he wants it, his words say he doesn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a tight read.
That's an unbiased read, too.
Yep, exactly.
You've already been suspended today, and it's still the hour is young, so I'd be careful. I'd be
whatever
very,
happened to you, audio violations used to be 4 days. Now they're down to two.
Doug, why are you changing your ways?
I'm getting a little softer as I get older.
You forgot that you did that.
Yeah. It seems like your discipline is willy-nilly.
It is not willy-nilly. It's ironclad. Ironclad discipline. But, yeah, I backed off the four-day suspension just a little bit to try to give people a chance. I'm trying to be charitable at times.
Doug, you, sir, are the prince of disinformation. The Dow has only declined 600 points since the Brexit announcement, not 1,000. The only thing going down right now is you on me, Larry, at the lake.
It went down 600 the first day, and then the second day it went down a couple hundred more, and then it started to come back yesterday. It was up a couple hundred points.
Seems like you're backpedaling.
Well, I said 1,000 almost. It went down. It went from over 18,000 to almost 17,000.
Why do you hate this country?
Good question.
Yeah, great question. Really great, great question.
What would happen if the U.S. left the EU?
I think we did. We left it in 1776.
What bothers you the most about Europeans?
Nothing, really? Why would you say that?
It's just that whole thing where they don't feel they got a shower every day. It's a different culture, I get it. But
what country does that the most, or should I say showers the least? Which one do you think it is? Which European nation showers the least?
We went to a...
You think it's France? Do you think it's France?
France, they're happy to not shower for a couple of days in a row.
Plow Royal, which country, which European nation do you think showers the least? Which European nation do you think showers the least?
I would say France.
Yep.
Well, he just said France, so of course you're going to say
France. Oh, sorry, I was trying to find a nice
said
smell
pot,
drop.
You would have said, I'm going with flower pot.
Heard. That's all I got. Yeah, I think France. Tim, did you say that?
Yes, I did. I happen to have said that.
Good read.
Tight read. Doug, what European nation do you think showers the least?
What did you say, Tim?
I said France.
I'll say France.
Really? You agree?
No, I don't agree with that at all.
They also do this a lot,
They don't necessarily do that.
So the two things that bother me about the French, they don't shower as much as I think they should, and they also go,
Guys, I've got action on the Ukraine. It's from the 314. You are forced to shower when visiting a brothel in Europe if you want to complete the transaction. That's from the 314. Is that true? I've never been to Europe.
Are you really asking me
that's
that
just rhetorical, really. It's rhetorical. It could have been toward the Plow Royal. Plow Royal, you haven't been to Europe, I assume, because when you walked out on the pier in Florida last year, that was the first time you'd seen the ocean.
Yeah, haven't been. I went to Mexico as a kid.
And you didn't see the ocean?
No, we were.
You went to Central Mexico to deal drugs.
A lot of people like to travel.
I was very
Mexico
young,
City.
And I might have seen it from a distance, but our hotel was not located at the beach.
Why
so what part of Mexico were you in?
Trust me, I was like 7, 8 years old at the time. It was a big family trip.
Is it possible it wasn't a big family trip and that your parents were just making transactions over there?
They may have gone to buy some felt artwork.
No, it was friends we haven't seen in a while, and that's kind of the theme of every vacation that happens. And I was just a kid. I wanted to play video games, and I ordered a porn. My
it's
first
seven.
Ever.
As a kid, you did.
I might have been 8 or 9, yeah.
Accidentally, or are you?
It was
what you were doing?
Kind of as a joke. My sister kind of enticed me to do it, put it on a credit card, and
how'd that go over?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Good stag film, baby. Good stag film.
Yeah, it was. It was one of those retro ones.
Mm.
So you got the full bush. But no, it was a fun vacation.
Maybe
fun
we
vacation.
Could get one of those actresses to come in for the foot fetish.
Stephen Wilde.
Okay.
Do you remember when you were coming back over the border and you had that cute little stuffed animal? Do you remember your parents ripping it open and putting things in there and asking you to cling to it tightly?
See, that's the thing. I wish I would have smoked weed back then, although that sounds terrible because it's everywhere in Mexico. I mean, it really is just so common. Like, my dad had to, like, shoo people away from just trying to sell.
It wasn't people trying to sell you more of weed or chiclets? Because there's, like, chiclet. There's, like, chiclet. Oh, God, there's chiclet salesmen everywhere.
I think weed and surprisingly terribly made stuffed animals and hats. Those were, like, the two main vendors. Weed and, like, random stuffed animals. Those were the two huge ones.
Guys, I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. Plowsy watched a porno with his own sister. Thanks, that comes from Zambo.
No, that's actually, they did not get the full story. She enticed me to order it. She, however, was not there when I did order it.
And so it was just you?
It was just me.
7 years old, 8 years old, watching a stag film.
Just kind of seeing what's out there, Tim.
I respect that.
So, well, your family, you're in a strange place in Mexico, and your family just goes out for the day and leaves you in the hotel to watch adult film? It doesn't, and well, you're 7 years old. What's going on?
I think they had, like, a spa day, and my sister was old enough to go down by the pool by herself. And I didn't really want to go to the pool scene as much, so I decided just to hang out in the room, and one thing led to another, and that'll do it.
Guys, Plowsy was actually 8 years old and high as the Dickens. It was a sandbar in Alton, not the ocean. That's from the Wildwood Whisker Biscuit.
I told you my story on re-entering the country from Mexico, didn't I? Did I tell you that one?
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Don't let it stop you. We tell the same story a lot.
Right. This was the spring right after 9/11, so it's early 2002. The family is visiting other family in San Diego. We've never been to Mexico, so we said, how about we just drive to Tijuana, we'll go over there to say we've been to Mexico, and we'll look around, then we'll come right back, just to kind of say, you know, we've been to Mexico.
Brag to the neighbors.
Well, just because we'd never been there. And so we park right on the border where everyone else is parking, and then you go through very light Mexican security, and then you go into Tijuana, and you look around, and then you say, okay, that's enough. So it was starting to get dark, and people are starting to line up at the border to go through security again. And my wife announces to me, oh, I left my purse and my wallet in the car. I have no identification. Meanwhile, we're hearing these announcements over the bullhorn because security is extremely tight. You will not be allowed back into the country without proper identification. So we're in a line, and the line is half a mile long to get back in because they are going over everybody, checking them out, you know, metal detectors, looking at their ID, asking them questions. Policemen are walking up and down the aisle, up and down the lane here, saying, you must have proper identification to get back. And she's got nothing. She's got nothing. So she's in tears. We're worried. It's getting dark. It's kind of a very sketchy area. So we wait in this line for what must have been an hour and a half, terrified that we're not getting back into the country because security is so tight. We finally get up to the border guard. The guy is checking. And we're shaking, and we're ready for the sob story. And she says, I left my ID back in the car on the other side of the country. And the guard goes, okay, that's all right. You guys can go. That's it? That's what we were worried about? I don't think he even looked at the ID. I don't think he even looked at the driver's license.
The kind of father you are, you would have offered up your... Take my son as long as you can let us across the border.
I mean,
we sat
there terrified for 2 hours that this evening is going to end horribly. The guy said, nah, that's all right. You can go.
Well, you had your ID, right? I'm sure some of the kids, right?
I did. The kids didn't. They were too young. I had an ID. She had nothing. Nothing. That's the end of my story to get back into.
I'd add a wrinkle at the end, and then 14 people jumped in.
No. That's what we were afraid that was going to happen. No.
Stephen Wilde, you see how active the text inbox is?
Yes,
you can see it firsthand. That it just shoots down.
I might send a text just so I can see my name up there.
Go ahead. Doug will welcome it.
Well, just keep it clean, fellow.
You can get involved by calling in 314-880-0808. You can text in, like Steve, 314-880-0808. The Plow Royal can't remember whether he saw the ocean or not on a family trip, but remembers the details of the porn he watched and the amount of weed being sold. Wow. That's from the 314.
There's some things that I imagine when you see your first porn at age 8, I imagine you would remember that. There are certain things that happen in your life that you remember forever.
What was your first stag film, and was it at age 8?
I don't know. I think it might have been, college.
Is that right? Sigma Newhouse? Snakes?
You know, we didn't have the internet, of course.
Right, that's a bad beat.
Yeah. That was I was well into my late teens.
Yeah, I just remember Wet Pink circulating around. It was a wonderful story about a lipstick that the girls would put on and make them lesbian.
It's a wonderful story. Well written, no doubt.
Doug, this is Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al. Hello, Big Al.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
Did you do good first tip?
I lost maybe $15.
Yeah, me too.
But it was fun. It was a perfect day to be over there.
Yeah.
Fairmont Park.
Two bacon, egg, and cheese biscuits for $3.50. I got a coupon. All right, sorry, I had to order breakfast. Hey, between that and the Brexit, I'm down about $20,000 in the last 3 days, Doug. Can I borrow some money?
Well, I'm down myself, Big Al. I'm not a real good guy to be lending you cash.
Hey, Timmy, how come you don't respond to my text anymore?
I didn't even know you were texting me, for real.
I sent you a picture of me and Doug at the track with my free dotem button on. I didn't even know Doug was going to be there yesterday.
I don't have a text from you, man, for real.
All right. Well, I had to check it. Maybe I'm sending it to Ms. Moss Bradley. But, I'm sitting there and I'm getting ready to watch my horse run. I'm part owner of a horse because his name is He Smash. All my friends say that's my name, He Smash. So I bet $40 across the board, and then I got a 1/110 of 1% share of the horse, like you do the radio station, Tim. So it's paying in pretty good. But all of a sudden, I hear this: "You're everywhere!" And I turn around, and there's Doug and his entourage, and he has an entourage. Tim, do you know that?
Doug, you have an entourage?
It's not an entourage. It was four or five friends that I went over there with.
Well, they looked at me and said, were his entourage, did they not?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't
well, the one guy
word was said.
The one brown-haired guy.
No, Victor was not.
Yep. Well, somebody did, a little short guy, that looked right at him. He goes, "We're his entourage, Big Al." I said, "Well, you're effed." So they said, "We know." But anyway, It was a good day, Doug. Good to see you. And I'm probably going to have to get a title loan now and get my money back.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. Wherever I go,
Royals?
I see you. Sorry to say anything. Go ahead.
Oh, you looked me up. That's okay. That's okay, Doug.
You get around.
You did. You recognize me. I didn't recognize you.
I'm saying everywhere I go, I see you. You certainly get around.
Well, hey, Ken, how about the Cardinals?
They're going to win this Goldberg Cup.
Up and down, buddy. Up and down. That's like us. We're like Six Flags. I don't think we're making the playoffs. Can I get some strawberry jelly?
Where are you? Where are you?
At Hardee's.
Hardee's, okay.
Hey, Tim, what's going on with the business deal? Where are we at in that deal?
Is my ownership transfer? I try to publicize it as much as possible.
I know. That's what I'm missing.
Well, they're looking at the towers today, as a matter of fact. That's going on today. It's an important step.
Does my ownership transfer?
Yeah, I think so. And then it doubles.
All right. Don't make call that dude with the iPads because I'll sue your pants off.
Dude with the iPad.
You guys have a good day.
Okay.
My little nephew's with me. We're going golfing and swimming and having a good day. I'm babysitting, so God help him.
All right, Big Al.
Big Al.
Hey, you want a beer, Sam? All right. He's too early. Okay. See you, boys.
See ya.
Big Al.
I kind of want his life.
He leads a life of leisure.
He does. He's the international man of leisure.
I was over there at Fairmont Park, and I look around, and there he is. There's Big Al. There's only like 1,000 people who live in this town. Because you see the same people wherever you go.
What do you do at Fairmont Park? You go with your buddies.
Drinking scotch?
Drink a couple of beers, right? You have a couple of beers, don't you?
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I had a fun time.
Did you get a snack there?
I had a piece of pizza.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And how much?
Dollar hot dog day, but I can't eat a hot dog.
Really?
I had the pizza.
Because
they
got
slice.
Snout in there?
Yeah, snout and who knows what else.
How much did you wager? How much are you betting?
Actually, I don't really know what I'm doing when I'm betting, and they have Jay Randolph there to give his tips. He's there at the track giving tips with each race, and so I said, I'm going to do whatever Jay Randolph tells me to do. And the first, we got there for time for the second race, And he said he likes like the 4, 5, and the 3 horse. I said, okay, that's what I'm going to go. And I put an exacta box on the 4, 5, and 3, and it won.
It shipped?
How much did you win?
Not much. I bet my whole bet was $6, and I think I won $12.
Right, so you won $4,000.
$12. So then I followed his advice on every race, but that was really the only winner.
Like real quite hot guys there?
I didn't see any hot guys, no.
Big L's cute. He's cute.
He's not hot, he's cute.
Rich Gould was there.
Is that right?
Rich Gould was there with the Channel 11 crew doing some story. Somebody said they saw Mike Shannon there.
Wow.
Heavy hitters. Heavy
hitters.
That
is fun to go to the track. That is fun. It's
yeah, nice done that
how about a little Popeye's chicken? That good for your golf swing?
So Rich, Acords Golf Links, 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You are welcome to get involved anytime you would like by texting and calling and emailing, whatever the case might be. Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Pony up with a Bud Light, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After here on CBS Sports 105.7 HT2 FM 920 AM. It's hard to believe Tim, quote, didn't receive that guy's text. That's Justin in Columbia. It's the truth. I don't have any texts from Big Al. I don't know who he's texting by mistake with whatever the hell it is that he's sending me, but I have no text from Big Al.
Is it possible you don't know his real name and then he's sending
it? No, I've texted with him before because I know I blocked him, but I don't think the block is on any longer, but I see no text from him.
Huh. Why'd you block him?
Because he sends a lot of texts to me, and much like Timmy the Tickler, much, and not that amusing.
Yeah. Okay. But he does get around, though. Holy smokes.
Big Al has never seen $20,000 cumulatively over his whole life. Thanks, Tony, the plow down. No, he's an Esquire.
I don't agree with that. I think Big Al's done well.
Has he? He must, right?
He's because always on vacation, always.
Right. International man of leisure.
Yeah. Doing fun things that cost money.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of the Hoosier answer to the world's most interesting man.
Yeah, because there's not a lot interesting about him, but I love him.
Tony the Plow Dow sending in that picture of Tony Danza again.
Oh, great.
Stephen Wild, will you get to see this stuff firsthand?
It's awesome.
Yeah, this is the guy criticizing somebody else's net worth.
Steve, what do you think of the show so far? You're peeking behind the curtains. Not a lot of people get to see this.
Pretty impressive.
Very, very.
Wait till you hear the traffic on Hampton. You'll go, how's that possible? Yeah, isn't that nice?
It's very nice.
What strikes you about the presentation now that you see
Well-oiled machine.
Of course. There is actually a captain's log.
Yeah.
What about our scripts?
You think we make this stuff up?
You see Doug's suspension log, Yule, presented by the great people at Llewellyn's.
That's
right. You see right here, they telegraph when I'm supposed to interrupt Tim, which is 17 times throughout the show.
Right there, you see it right there.
I was trying to play that role also.
Guys, I am Steve from Wildwood's wife's friend. Are you sure Steve is there? I don't hear much. I don't know who this would be.
It's probably Sue.
Big Al just sent in a text and a picture of Doug. Doug, you're not wearing women's sunglasses. You're wearing the Gold's Gym sunglasses.
That's right. Yeah, I like those little
guys. It looks more like a Kennedy rather than a...
Jacqueline Beauvais.
I look like Jackie O at the wiffle ball tournament.
I got an official ruling from my other job at Fox Sports Midwest. Some of the producers there were looking at some of the tweets, and they said those did seem to be women's sunglasses.
Well, they're just bigger than normal, but I kind of need that. I have sensitive eyes. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Doug's style consultant is on vacation.
Stephen Wildwood firing shots.
I saw
a problem. People come in,
pick them up,
buy access to the show for their charity, and then just take shots at you right now.
That's disappointing, is what it is. If it's really bright out, I don't care what sunglasses I have.
Right, but
I really
that
don't.
Wasn't. That's fine if you say, yeah, I don't care. They were women's.
I don't think.
But
they were.
You were
they're
disputing they were women.
They're not women's.
It was a glamorous look, yes.
It was
fashion
women.
Risk, yes.
It's not a fashion.
But they were
risk.
Women.
They weren't women's.
Look, if anyone's man enough to pull that off, it's you. I'm not criticizing.
Well, I would agree with
but
that.
But they were women.
They weren't women's.
Guys, no offense, but why the F is Stephen Wildwood there? It's from the 314.
Obviously paid.
Tail, call in. That's from Not a St. Gabe's fan. God, yeah, what if one of our hot, like, 25-year-old bi-curious listeners called in right now?
Yeah, that would be great, Tim.
I told my wife to call in.
Does she listen to the show?
No, not at all.
Is she bi-curious?
Let's have Tail call
maybe.
In.
She might be.
She might be, really?
Yeah.
Now Tim is,
why not?
Now Tim's synapses are
yeah,
firing.
Yeah, my synapses are firing.
She might be listening right now, though.
Tim, how do you get your cell number so I can text you're pretty cool and handsome? See, Stephen Wildwood, sometimes it's tough to read these. You can see firsthand that there isn't punctuation, and I have to kind of edit on the fly. Tim, how do you get your cell number so I can text you you are pretty cool and handsome? Grimy from South County.
What about your number, Tim?
Maybe I should just have a little number out there that people can text anytime they would like, such as Big Al.
Well,
Al's texting the wrong number.
We do have the text line. That's kind of what that's for, isn't it?
And also sending in images, as you can see.
Well, what are you going for when you send us an image like that? What do you hope?
Tony the Plow Dow is really the leader in the clubhouse on that. Manchild 79 says, Doug, them's women's glasses bra.
No, they're not women's glasses.
What's up, Manchild?
And I don't really look that much like Jackie O.
Please start sending some women. This is disgusting.
When I hear Tim's voice, I touch myself. That's from Not a St. Gabe's fan. I am a Stephen Wildwood Lemming. That comes from Fupa. Caller Dan, call in, big man. Caller Dan sent out a tweet last night, and he was wondering why Deke Dotem was not free.
Is there any real question about that?
Well, he was just wondering. And, of course, the cat and I
vile.
Are on board.
And, he's vile and unrepentant.
But I think he sent it to the wrong – he sent it at Devon KMOV, and you're at Devon, like, underscore CBS 920.
Yeah. Yeah, both places, really.
There is a movement afoot. Apparently, Danny Mack and Matt Vasgersian, two of the best baseball broadcasters in the business, honestly, are putting together a coalition of the finest play-by-play guys in Major League Baseball and are starting a baseball – broadcasters for a free dotum.
They won't
good talking, guys. Free dotum.
Okay.
There it is. There's an example right there, sir.
Sorry. I don't think he knows the backstory.
I think it's heartwarming when guys who have made it, you know, big name guys, Danny Mac, Matt Vasgersian, see a wrong, even though it's none of, you know, it's not on their radar on a daily basis, but they see a wrong and they want to make it right. They're in favor of redemption.
And the wrong is this guy who sent in such vile stuff, such horrible, mean-spirited, vile, nasty stuff that it couldn't be read on the radio. He was disqualified from participating.
See, I don't think it's ever been mean-spirited. I think it's just vividly gay.
Yeah, well, sometimes towards me.
But that's hot.
Yeah,
that's
not hot.
But sometimes your assessment of what's mean-spirited or what's vile seems to be, I'll use the phrase willy-nilly again. For example, vileness is never identified as such if it's directed at someone else, therefore no suspension.
I don't hear a lot of vileness directed at anyone else.
Here, Stephen Wildwood, you can witness it right here. Tim, my wife said she's interested in double dating. Sup? That's from the 314. I am being solicited on the text inbox.
That's not vileness. That's like they're treating this as a dating app. That's all.
Joe, as you would call them, MFFs.
Right. Yeah. Male, female, female.
Correct.
Yeah. As opposed to the more popular male, male, female.
Need more Joe drops.
Your pro producer, Joe Stephen Wildwood?
I didn't like him when he was on the show, but I like his drops.
Why did you like him?
He's just the long questions, the arrogance. You know, I know he hated a lot of people, but, you know, it sometimes it just... I don't know. He just got to me.
But. You know, he is salt of the earth, producer Joe, and the impact on this show is obvious because we still talk about it. He hasn't worked
3 years, three and a half years almost.
My love for Joe even supersedes little problems. For example, getting out of Ballpark Village at 1 a.m.
No.
Where they have no workers there and people can't figure out how to pay on the way out. So you have an empty parking lot, all the exits closed but two, and lines to get out because the people that are supposed to be in a golf cart and run to where the problems are aren't doing it. So I sat there for 10 minutes. I went from one to the other waiting for producer Joe, no prod Joe.
Prod Joe, 3.5 years it's been since he has worked with us and still discussed on the show. We got to wrap up the Acorns Golf League 7 o'clock hour. More to come. Ryan Kelly, Morning After.